American heroes.
Real American heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. TV Commercial Father.
Mr. TV Commercial Father.
You're depicted as an inept moron, incapable of changing diapers, buying a smartphone, or making healthy food choices. Yes, it seems every ad features an idiot dad.
God, your wife is there to save the day.
If you're such an imbecile, why did she marry you?
You can't even manage to buy a pair of socks, yeah.
So the next time you see a dad abandon a ballet recital to chase after a beer truck or serve his kids a breakfast of cake and potato chips, don't call Protective Services. It's just Mr. TV Commercial Father, a real American hero.
Mr. TV Commercial Father.
And to all the real, capable, responsible dads out there, Happy Father's Day.
What's wrong with cake and potato chips?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'd accept information on a campaign opponent from a foreign government.
I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
He tells ABC he might or might not report that to the FBI. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells MSNBC the president's giving the green light to other nations wanting to interfere in the election.
We're going to have to spell it out crystal clear in the law that getting dirt from a foreign power is considered a prohibited...
You did it, you bastard! You son of a bitch!
...has subpoenaed former Deputy Trump campaign manager Rick Gates and former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Crews are rescued after explosions on two oil tankers.
The U.S. Navy's on the scene, assisting after two oil tankers heading for Asia are hit in suspected attacks near the coast of Iran Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Iran's government has denied involvement in similar recent attacks. This is Fox News.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy!
She's got a father's libido.
My dad's smarter than your dad.
We have the same dad, idiot.
Yeah, but mine's smarter.
Partying with the cool kids. I am a very proud dad right now.
My dad used to say, opinions are like butts. Everybody's got one.
Daddy's home.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Are you gonna be a good boy for your father?
I love you, you freaking son of mine.
Oh, come to Papa.
My dad will not control me from prison.
You're the best daddy ever.
Papa, you look like a porn star from 1977.
Who's your big daddy?
Who is your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Who's your daddy?
And now, with a big announcement, Jay Scott.
It's a new hour, which means a new name. Lakeisha Brown. Lakeisha Brown, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477. Nana and I kind of, y'all want to know why? Because you could win a 1 carat Forever Mark diamond, appraised at $10,000 from Margarita News Talk 93.1. Wow. If you haven't registered your name, go over to newstalk931.com and register. Click on the banner there and then register your full name and be listening for your name. Lakeisha Brown, call us back. You got the rest of the hour to call 396-5477.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because that's what the contest rules say.
That's great.
I listened to, I did a little research on Northeastern Pennsylvania dialect. If we have time, I'll play some of this video I listened to. It's a guy teaching how to speak the lingo in Northeastern Pennsylvania. Like this fellow.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
You know, with the tornadoes there and the traffic circles and it's... Hey, somebody named Jay Quillen just said, my kid had cookie crisps and Gatorade for breakfast. It's fine. Sometimes you gotta let them just so they eat. And Gatorade is full of electrolytes, which every high-powered, high-energy child needs.
Gotta have them.
So they can ransack the house from breakfast to bedtime.
Sugar them up, baby.
It is
sugar
6 minutes after 4 o'clock. And we have Sam on line one. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to chime in and point something out. Here in Troy, ever since they built the three traffic circles, we've been hit by at least three tornadoes in the last couple of years. I'm just saying, man. It's just something.
They got roundabouts in Troy?
Yes, they did. At the university.
Oh, at the college.
Yeah, they're great. You know, it really did help with the traffic and got rid of some four-way stops. I'm all for them, but the damage to the environment, I just don't know.
Well, I'm very curious. I drive very slowly when I go through the one on the AUM campus, if you take the shortcut to Brown Springs Road.
Yes, sir.
But I think it has a lot to do with how fast you go through, you know, before you stir up the tornadoes there.
And tornadoes. I grew in Maters. I watched tornadoes. No, man, the last few years, Troy, we've had our luck with them.
In fact, recently, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Go back to four-way stops and let's see if they stop.
No. I'll take my chance, man. Anyways, that's it. That's all I got. What y'all got?
We appreciate the call.
He's a hoot.
I did not realize my microphone was open during Fox News. B-S. What did we do last hour? We played Adam Schiff.
Yes.
Listening to, he was pranked, but people claiming they were Russian agents that had dirt on Donald Trump.
Oh, he couldn't get enough of it.
Oh, he was eating it up like Briscoe licks milk out of his bowl. Well, he's a very passionate lapper, so that's what came to mind.
Gub, gub, gub.
Gub, 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 Mr. Gub. And then and Fox, what's wrong with you? You put that
person
on your newscast talking about, this is something that Congress is against the law and all this crap, when he did it himself, and you failed to bring that up? What's going on, Fox?
They're gone.
The Disney people have gotten to you.
They're gone.
I'm sorry. That is not journalism. That is not news. If you're going to put Adam Schiff on and quote him because he disapproves of what Donald Trump did, somebody in that damn newsroom needs to remind the people what Adam Schiff did. Mm-hmm. The exact same thing. And then ask the question, well, why do we have different rules for him?
Uh-huh.
Why is he so special with his bug eyes? I can't take this. This is making... I'm not going to live.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to have the big one right here.
No, you're not.
I just hope I have friends like you around. And you know, if that actually happens, you have permission to pull me out the door and down the stairs where my head goes ba-dump, 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 all the way. You don't have to worry about that.
You sure?
If I'm dead, yeah.
Are you hurt?
No, make it easy on yourself. I don't want anybody to hurt their back dragging my body.
You're not going anywhere, Gregory Benjamin.
Uh-oh. That's the mom quote there.
I know. The way Rosie says it and the look she gives you, you don't want to disobey.
Nope. Never. Never.
Never. Let's talk about a truly great innovation in insulation that can help you save big money and something you can have done in your home that can pay for itself very quickly. Masterfoam. Talk to Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM, and ask about having Masterfoam installed in your attic. Now, if you have an existing home, they can do that. And it is so much more effective than that stuff you roll into the grooves in your attic. That doesn't...
It gets all over you and makes you itch.
Yeah. In fact, it's probably got carcinogens in it or something.
Telling what's in that stuff.
We'll be suing people for that in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't do anything to lower your attic temperature. But when your attic temperature in the summer is up there around 120, 130, 140, it's going to... drive your electric costs up.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because your AC has to work that much harder to cool the house when the attic is that hot. That's on the counter, you want to know why. So see what Masterfoam can do to lower your energy costs year-round. Because in the same way that it keeps the heat out and the attic temperature reasonable in the summer, it does the same thing with the cold. So it lowers your power costs. And by the way, since your system doesn't have to work it hard as hard, it extends the life of your system.
There you go.
So it's worth a phone call to talk about Masterfoam in your home. And if you're building a house, Masterfoam can completely insulate it, and you can save half on your energy costs.
Wow.
Masterfoam.com, that's master-foam.com, or call Wade, great guy, 802-FOAM, to arrange an estimate. Let's hit the traffic dungeon at 411.
Montgomery Skywatch, moving our way into the 4 o'clock hour, and we see a busy boulevard this afternoon. There's lots of traffic on the south side. Also around I-85 in the Atlanta Highway, so watch yourself around those areas. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, it's pretty crowded from Eastdale Mall out to Taylor Road, and then that crowd is rolling with you all the way out to Vaughan Road, so be careful on Taylor Road. The interstates don't have any problems at this hour. We see a lot of traffic, but everybody is behaving and moving along at a speed limit ride. There is a pretty big crowd leaving Maxwell Air Force Base, and that's going to crowd things up at Kelly Street Gate all the way out to Highway 31 headed towards Prattville. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And I just got an email from a friend who said that it's going to be the law in Texas allowing free speech on campuses. Technically, it's the law now. The Constitution, First Amendment, that's the law. That's the law of the land. Why do we need to have a law to reinforce the law of the land? I don't know. Now, Texas, and this comes from Austin, which is another bastion. This is where all the a lot of the DBs from L.A. end up going. When they can't stand California, they take their brilliant ideas to Austin, and they're turning that into
the next... Yeah, they've almost ruined it.
Yeah.
Great music scene.
Republican lawmakers there are talking about making sex jokes a crime.
What?
Yeah. David French of National Review counted 8 states that have passed campus free speech bills in less than 6 months, most recently Texas, as I mentioned. One major quibble with the new Texas law is failure to define a phrase that dictates when students can be punished for disruptions. Well, what's a disruption? I mean...
Exactly.
What's disturbing the peace? Telling a sex joke or a tasteless joke is not disturbing the peace, and the individual that hears the off-color joke has the power to decide whether it's going to affect their day or it's okay, let's just blow it off.
We're getting rid of individual responsibility. You can't legislate that away, you know? Well, they're trying.
And most of these people know what kind of comedy is going to be in a place when they go anyway. So why are they there?
Well,
you know, if you don't like it, get up and leave. If I've walked out of movies before... Yeah. That I felt were objectionable. I mean, it's ridiculous.
The old school comedians, I'm talking about Seinfeld, his generation, not even doing colleges anymore because they have to tap dance around all this political correct stuff.
What's the point?
Yeah, that's a hard gig. Being funny in a group is tough enough. By the way, you know who was very, very entertaining this morning? We want to thank her again.
Jay Quillen.
Yeah.
She is.
She just seems
a character.
Fit in this afternoon. This morning, rather.
This morning.
And she'll be back tomorrow. I've got some menu challenges for tomorrow. But during the day, she is a most excellent attorney. She and her legal partner, Dana Delk, Delkin Tomlinson, specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. However, if you want rock solid representation, they will take on a divorce for a woman. Just call and arrange a consultation. And by the way, as a News Talk listener, you get a substantial discount on that consultation fee if you just mention the station, my name, or anything associated with it. Even mention Jay Quillen. They may even give you an extra few points for that. I'm not sure. In the meantime, it's important that you have let them do the job that they're hired to do so you can move on and reconfigure your life in the healthiest possible way, because even divorce under mutually agreeable circumstances is going to require a lot of adjustment and a lot of change. It is a major life change under any circumstances. So the goal being get an agreement that you can live with. So when you move on, you're not spending the next 5 years of your life saying, why did I sign that? Take it from somebody who did that. Who just didn't pay attention. I was, oh God, all over the place. It's really, it's called turning it over. When you have excellent representation, you can focus on you. Delk and Tomlinson, Making Men Matter. You can visit them online at divorceformenalabama.com. The testimonials there are quite powerful, or you can reach out at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we got news, Rich's forecast, and some Dad's Day stuff, and then TV shows, 25 episodes that change TV forever.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Starting Monday, drivers expect some delays on Zelda Road, but this is a good thing. Zelda Road is getting repaved next week, and there's even talk about adding sidewalks. And the municipal court in Georgiana of Butler County is having an amnesty day for the first time ever. People are going to court today from 2 until 6 to have their punishments reduced for various offenses. Plus, today is the final day of the 2019 Alabama Disaster Preparedness Conference happening in practice. The purpose, to learn from this year's devastating tornadoes. Today, leaders in the public are focusing on the topic structural performance and mortality in the Lee County tornadoes. And finally, protecting our elder, an event happening today in Wetumpka teaching people the signs of elderly neglect and fraud, especially when it comes to caregivers. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP And we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at the Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shorts and black socks when he mows the lawn. Falls asleep in the recliner when the baseball game is on. The daddy man, oh, the daddy man can. Yeah, the daddy man can, 'cause he doesn't have a clue and he embarrasses you. Who answers the front door in his undershorts? Who can wake the dead when he begins to snort? The daddy man. Yes, the daddy man can. The daddy man can, 'cause he doesn't give a hoot about what other people think. Oh, the daddy man drives under 55 when he's on the highway cruising while listening to boring music. It's enough to make you lose it. A dad, 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 who's the guy you go to when you need a loan? He says, go ask your mom and leave him the hell alone. Yes, the daddy man can, 'cause you live under his roof and he makes all the rules. A daddy man, a daddy man, man, man. A daddy man, 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 man. Daddy man.
Before I go to what I was going to do.
Uh-oh. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
Bernie Sanders, who was running a tight second to Joe Biden, is, you know who's gaining on him? Liawatha, Elizabeth
no
Warren.
Way.
Yeah, Big Chief Elizabeth Big Warren. Chief.
I heard that earlier. That's amazing.
She's out there going to eliminate all student debt, you know, making all the freebie promises that all the Democratic socialists are making.
Buying their votes.
But Bernie today said, and I quote, Americans will be delighted to pay more taxes.
What?
That's a direct quote. Americans will be delighted to pay more taxes. And I'd like to know who the told Bernie that.
Where's he pulling that from?
Especially those people in New York who are already paying 55%.
You know, the beautiful thing about Trump's tax cut is that the people that were going to be pissed off about it were the people that live in the states that didn't vote for him. New York, California, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where their taxes, their state taxes are already high. Here's the genius part of it. He capped the state tax deductions, income tax, at 10% or 10,000. Real estate, all of it, 10,000, that's it. Many people that live in those states, not just the rich folks, but your everyday garden variety New Yorker pays a lot more than that, and they can only deduct $10,000, where they used to be able to take the entire amount, which gave us the privilege of underwriting their high-tech state. So it made it fair. Why should we be paying so that, because New York, you know, can't figure out which is the ass and which is the hole, the stupid, ignorant, pardon me, Rosie. Why should we be compelled to pay for the fact that they have made one mistake after another? They're as corrupt as the day is long. They waste billions and billions of dollars. And we should underwrite that?
No.
The idea being, hey, New Yorkers, hey, Californians, take a look at the people running your state and ask them why your taxes are so damn high. Because 46 other states, it didn't happen to them.
Yeah. Their elected officials are the reason.
Yes. And what are you getting for all that tax revenue, by the way, in those states? That's why people are fleeing. Even Mayor de Blasio of New York said, you know, we're going to have a budget shortfall here because people are moving out of the city.
Gee, I wonder why they're moving out of the city.
Well, first of all, my sympathy only goes so far with New York, only because you elected a outspoken communist to run your town. The largest financial center in the entire world is run by a guy who is a committed communist. Not even a socialist. He's a communist. We fought all these wars to stem the spread of communism, and here we got it with Bernie. He's no socialist. Oh, your taxes are done. And you'll be delighted to pay them. And Americans will say that when you're pointing a gun to their head, sure. Because they'll want to live. Yeah, so that's Bernie today. You'll be delighted to pay more taxes.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I would like to order a medium vanilla coffee with extra cream, but not so much extra cream as to take away the opportunities of other Americans to have their fair share of cream. 10 million Americans right now do not have access to cream.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I just don't understand it. And especially, well, there's other information out on younger voters. Madison Avenue is now rethinking trying to target millennials because they don't spend money. They're either broke or they don't. They spend it for certain things like the right phone, but the disposable. And why is that? Why are they so
tight-fisted? Or they live with their parents.
Well, this is interesting to watch, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we had that story earlier this week on the survey on Generation Z. We were talking about how tough it is for you as a small businessman, and I've heard it from many of my other sponsors who like to hire good quality people and pay them well for their competence. They're just hard to find.
Yes, they are.
And one in three, Generation Z, that's 18 to 25-year-olds, wouldn't consider working for a company that didn't let them have the hours they want. This is insane. You earn your way to those kind of privileges. You don't get those on day one.
No.
But somebody's been filling their head full of stuff in schools, and that's the way it should be. It's fair. I never bother to ask the employers, how's this going to work for you?
Exactly.
You just do it. It's expected. East of the Rockies.
Hey, good afternoon. Listen, Greg, I got to thank you for playing that old geezer from Pennsylvania, because it reminded me of my dear old dad who passed away in 16. Back when Xenia had the tornado in 74, was it? You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, Ohio. Dad, you know, and I were riding in his Galaxy 500. You remember those Fords? And he says out of the side of his mouth, he says, you know why they have so many tornadoes, don't you? And I said, no, Dad, why is that? Well, because of the way we drive here in the United States. If we drove like they did in England, we wouldn't have tornadoes. They don't have tornadoes over there. And it just reminded me of that. And I thought that was so funny. He said such absurd things sometimes.
Dad logic.
Yeah, oh, listen, I tell you, dadisms are great.
They are.
And I find myself doing the same thing.
Oh, I do too, and it's scary.
Because yeah. On the counter, you want to know why?
Because, well, there, I got a bit in here. I know we played it this morning when Jacqueline was here about the guy who's becoming his own father.
Oh, God.
Oh, listen, yeah, play that. Inevitable. Rosie, I love you.
Guilty I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to get into some weird news here in a little bit.
Ooh.
And sometimes in these stories, there are lessons for you to learn so that you don't make the same mistake, like the woman who accidentally sent a carpet fitter a picture of her sunburnt butt.
Okay.
Now, I've always said that the destruction of mankind would begin with man's ability to take those kind of photos without having to take them to Walgreens for 24-hour processing.
Well said.
Why would you even have a picture like that? Unless you were trying to sue somebody.
Well, I'll just...
No, you don't have to explain it to me. That was a rhetorical question.
Good.
I mean, come on.
Good.
Maybe this woman was being more rhetorical. If I may say that. She sent a photo of her sunburnt butt to carpet fitters when requesting a quote. Now, maybe she was hoping she'd get a discount.
Yeah, there you go.
That picture.
Getting a heck of a price.
You want a close-up look? Give me a deal on the installation of my carpeting. This is not, by the way, Georgia Floors Direct. This is in England. She says she initially shared the photo with her boyfriend privately and says she was mortified after sending it to the company. She followed the photo with several apologetic messages, and the company's social media manager assured her she would delete the photo. Kane says she burnt her butt after going into a tanning bed for 12 minutes and shared screenshots of her conversation with the carpet fitter on social media. It has since gone viral.
Oops.
Perhaps
it's always going to be there.
Apparently
someone forgot to delete the photo.
Jay Scott.
Shocker.
Always reminds us to be careful, he says, because once it's out there,
it's out there forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm. So, have fun, but be cautious, okay?
Young people, take note.
It is 4:33. Let's talk to our friend, Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, about June and summer at Adams Motorsports. Summer is still 6 days away.
Yeah, right.
Or a little bit more than that, six or seven. Although the summertime... Today was actually an amazing day. It was dry.
You could feel
it. Was beautiful this morning.
Yeah, it was.
Beautiful.
Really cool.
That was a nice surprise. It was pleasant sitting on the thinking stoop this morning.
It really was. It's a very beautiful day. Yeah, you know, this is the perfect weather if you're a bike rider. Even if you're any kind of rider, off-road rider, whether it's UTV, ATV, bikes, jet skis, doesn't matter. This is the perfect time of year. We're so fortunate in this state because we have mountainous regions, we have beautiful lakes, we have the Gulf. You know, you can. There's just so much you can do here. State parks have ORV trails, so if you want to take your dirt bike or if you want to take your ATV or side-by-side, you can go to state parks and ride. It's amazing. We're so fortunate here. I think most people don't realize that. But we have everything on sale, Greg. We have big rebates, super low interest rates, as low as 0% on select models. It depends. And the cool thing, what Kawasaki has been doing since I've been a dealer in 96, is if you're military, retired military, just show your, you know, proof that you are, and you get an additional $250 discount on whatever Kawasaki product you buy, provided it's new, which is cool. Kawasaki has... huge rebates, you know, all the way up to $2,000. It just depends on the machine. There's so many. It'd take me an hour to go through all of them individually. But Polaris doing the same thing, super low interest rates. We have the new 4x4 Razor, four-seat Razor in stock right now. They have super low interest rates. They have big rebates. And it's all there. It's ready for you to have fun. If you want a jet ski, you know, Kawasaki invented that genre. They've sold more than all the rest of them put together. It's good stuff. It just is.
I had one of those back in the 90s, and it was just the best way to enjoy
it. Oh, it is. And one of the publications for our industry came out today, jet skis grew at twice the rate of boats last year.
No surprise.
No, you don't work.
Having done both, I am qualified to offer an opinion on that, having sunk literally $3,000 into half ownership of a boat with twin 150s on the back. Sucker.
This is one of those out in the... Yeah.
It could do 60 on the open water, but you had to go to the place, and they had to bring it down from whatever shelf they had it on, and then the tractor had to bring it to the water and put it in. By the time it was an hour from the time he got to the place.
It's too inconvenient.
And yeah, I enjoyed it, but it cost me $750 a shot to use it, and I gave away my half interest in it when I was told, you got to paint this. So that's it, you know.
Can only imagine how much gas that thing sucked down, too.
But the jet ski is, there's a freeing, very personal thing between you, the machine, and the water.
It's a motorcycle on the water.
And it can go places boats can't go to.
You better believe it.
You're right there.
You see a lot of sunburned butts on one of those things.
I'm sure.
Adams Motorsports, get your credit app started for all the great interest rates, and of course the discounts and rebates that all the products and manufacturers offer through Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, open 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com. We have an update on the roads, Rich's forecast, Fox Business, how did Wall Street do today? It's all coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 4 o'clock traffic. It looks like a lot of folks are getting off work early today because we're already seeing a big crowd around Madison Avenue. Be careful as you're headed out towards the Atlanta Highway. It's busy all the way out to Ann Street and Federal Drive. If you're on the boulevard, there's also a bunch of traffic out there rolling with you. It is crowded all the way around the south side. And then from Troy Highway almost all the way out to the Wetumpka Highway has lots of cars out there, so be careful. We don't see any problems on the interstate at this point. Everything's still moving smoothly on I-85 and I-65, and the 31s are running along just fine. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers. From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Today is the final day of the 2019 Alabama Disaster Preparedness Conference happening in Prattville. The purpose, to learn from this year's devastating tornadoes. Today, leaders and the public are focusing on the topic, structural performance and mortality in the Lee County tornadoes. And the municipal court in Georgiana of Butler County is having an amnesty day for the first time ever. People are going to court today from 2 until 6 to have their punishments reduced for various offenses. And Protecting Our Elder, an event happening today in Wetumpka, teaching people the signs of elderly neglect and fraud, especially when it comes to caregivers. And starting Monday, drivers expect some delays on Zelda Road, but this is a good thing. Zelda Road is getting repaved next week, and there's even talk about adding sidewalks. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
This network. A lot of Americans not recovering during the financial recovery. 47 million Americans, or 23% of people who were adults when the recession started in December of 2007, tell Bankrate.com their overall financial situation is worse now than it was before it was hit. And Target is expanding its same-day delivery service. The retailer says customers in 47 states will now be able to place orders on Target.com and have them delivered in as little as 1 hour. Deliveries are going to cost $9.99. Good news for anyone buying a home or refinancing. Mortgage rates not budging this week after hitting a two-year low last week. So if you missed your shot, the current average rate for a 30-year fixed rate loan, still 3.82%. And America's largest meat producer is jumping on the alternative meat bandwagon. Tyson Foods says that it'll debut new plant-based products. They'll be sold under the Raised and Rooted brand. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jackie DeAngelis.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our business on the road.
And that's news worth shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
When you were a kid, you swore you'd never turn out like your old man. But now that you have kids, it turns out you swear just like your old man.
You lousy kids, clean up this
Sure, you want your kids to think you're hip and happening, but still find yourself screaming, turn down that awful jungle music for crying out loud.
And you don't care how you dress.
You've had that members-only jacket for 25 years.
Even the Goodwill doesn't want it.
So the next time you find yourself saying, back in the good old days, or this must be the new man, look in the mirror, ignore your nose hair, and say hello to Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is turning into his father.
Come here, boy. Pull my finger.
That's the way life works.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
It's the natural evolution thing there.
Much as we may not like it.
That makes that happen. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there were... I got along great with my dad.
Really?
The only time there was friction was when I first got into my... See, my dad didn't get to go to college. Went through the Depression. 4 years. Four horrible years of World War II. And early on, he saw that I kind of had a gift with words. In fact, when I was a little kid, I used to deliberately learn big words so I could impress adults that would come by the house.
No, not you, Benjamin. Greg.
By the way, I got a picture that's going to humiliate me forever, but I got to put it on Facebook. I'm about like, I think I just learned to walk. I'm like 11 months old. Running around in underwear outside with my dad standing there observing. So I may put that up on Facebook on Sunday. But he thought, because I had command of the language like I'm demonstrating right now, that I should be a lawyer. You see, being a lawyer held no interest to me because that would have meant really having to study. And learn, and I had no ability to memorize and learn law. You know, you got to know that stuff.
Uh-huh. It helps.
We had a whole bunch of stuff this morning with our morning maroons and stuff where Jacqueline was able to immediately render a legal observation on the behavior of the person, or whether it was criminal and that kind of stuff. And you got to have the gigabytes in your brain to store all that information.
Okay.
You got to be able to master all that stuff.
And when he was just horrified when he found out I was dropping out. I was afraid to tell him, actually, that I was dropping out of Illinois because I was getting ready to do the morning show on WLSF in Chicago. I said, Dad, I'm already where most of the other people in this curriculum at school are never going to get. Mm-hmm. And I'm there. So
I'm sure he was proud of you.
It took him a while.
Yeah.
When he came down to South Florida, I used to fly him down to play golf. And I was in my fancy high-rise, and we were going up the elevator after a nice dinner. And he said, Son, I'm really proud of you.
Oh, man.
Yay.
That's great.
That was a great moment in that elevator because I wasn't seeking it or expecting it. He just said it. Randall's on the phone. That's always good news. Hey, Randall.
I mean, you tickled my conscience when you talk about that you told your dad that you used words that nobody else. Last night, my daughter on the way home or on the way to another spot I went to, she said, you know, I thought she was talking about how deep your voice was. She said, I've never heard nobody talk like that. I said, he got a deep voice on it. She said, no, that's what I'm talking about, the words he used and the way he used. She was talking about the words you used when you talked to her last night. And I was blown away. I never noticed. I swear. I mean, I just noticed how deep and smooth and creamy your voice is. But she noticed that you place words different than we do. I said, well, he did in Chicago, and he went to Miami, and I said, now he's there at home where he belongs. But, man, and she ate that hamburger last night like a pro. I did not say nothing to her about condiments, like you always say, don't put condiments. Right. And you guys know, she did not add nothing to that hamburger. And she got halfway. She only done about half of it, which that's about anybody could do. And she said that was the best tasting hamburger she ever had in life. And that's when I told her about, you always tell people to eat it without the condiments first. And she didn't put nair thing on it. And I'm a proud papa right now because she did something great and wanted it done anyway. So. And she loves the way you talk, so I guess we'll have to come around a little more often.
I guess you will, yeah. We love having you there, Randall. Everybody loves you, man.
Gracie is beautiful, Randall.
You have the ability to cheer up a table full of people like nobody else.
Well, I mean, because there's so much. I ain't going to say that. I mean, I love it. I love that you think that, because it ain't no sense in letting everybody see what's on the inside, what's really going on. You just laugh it off and carry on and wait for another card to be played your way. I mean, if it don't come, it don't come. But, boy, I've lived a life.
It's so hard to do, yeah. Randall. I'm glad you can do it.
You do.
But love y'all, man.
Love you, too.
You know, your dad went through survivor's guilt because of what happened.
Yes.
You told that story. I can only imagine the turmoil going on with him throughout his life.
And I always feel grateful to Old Navy Vet, who's a long-term listener, because I had talked about my dad's, the second time he was on a ship that sunk, the Palmer. And he had told a story about how he had been at the bow of the ship with a bunch of guys when a kamikaze attack broke out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I didn't believe him, but, you know, dads tell stories.
Well, and they tend to embellish a little bit. That's part of being a dad.
And he had said that a twin-engine Betty bomber, Japanese Betty bomber,
mm-hmm.
flew into their ship and blew the bow off and killed every single guy he had been talking to just moments earlier. When the command for battle stations went, my dad was the ship's electrician, so he went to the back end of the ship
mm-hmm.
and missed it by a minute or two.
Jesus.
And I don't think he ever got over that.
No. It's tough. Survivor's guilt.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also part of the John Wayne generation where, well, you know, you're a man. You just, that's life. You just suck it up and go on.
That's the way they were.
That's mm-hmm. one thing if you have plantar fasciitis and they tell you to suck it up. It's another when you're in a situation like that.
Yeah,
I mentioned this earlier since we don't have a whole lot of time left this hour. The 25 episodes that changed TV. And this is from, I'll skip the website because normally I don't really care for this group, but it's kind of interesting. At number one, I should actually count these down from five to one.
Make it official.
The traditional way.
Number five.
The puppy episode from Ellen, the episode in which She Came Out.
Never seen it.
I never saw it either. But I did see the very first episode of that show. I don't know how I wound up watching it. And it was all about a blind date she was on. A, it wasn't particularly funny. And B, she looked really uncomfortable in that role. I didn't make any assumptions, but that's what I remember from it. Okay, so that's number five.
Number four.
A house divided from Dallas in 1980, the infamous Who Shot J.R. cliffhanger. The eventual reveal may have been a disappointment, but the mystery gripped the nation, and that is so true. I didn't watch Dallas.
No, I didn't either.
But the summer of 79 to the beginning of the TV season in 80 was Who Shot J.R.? And everybody had a theory, and it just went on and on and on.
It's ridiculous.
And then, of course, Bobby comes back in the shower, and it was just silly.
Number three.
The episode entitled Abyssinia Henry from MASH, 1975, when Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake got his discharge. They could have just let him go home and lead a happy post-war life. Instead, they had him die in a helicopter crash on the way. And the significant thing about that particular episode, because McLean Stevenson played a great character, and he was just as likable in real life as he was on the TV show, but they did not tell the cast that he was going to be killed. So in the when they shot the scene where Radar shows up and reads the announcement that there were no survivors, the cast members reacted.
Wow, that's a great idea.
I remember that episode.
So that
tearjerker.
That was a pretty bold move in television. And even though it wasn't a series finale, it was the end of a character on a very popular TV show. And very few have been able to replicate that kind of a moment over the years.
Number two.
Plato's Stepchildren from Star Trek 1968. And you're probably
at this point wondering,
Why?
Is this one so significant?
Because on the count of you want to know why.
It featured the first
first
TV interracial kiss between William Shatner and Michelle Nichols.
I saw that.
That's right.
And I guess for some, I mean, by that point, I don't see that as that big of a deal.
I'm shocked,
said some Americans. So it's on the list at number two.
And number one.
Lucy is Enciente from I Love Lucy, 1952. CBS did not want Lucille Ball's real-life pregnancy written into the show, but she and Desi wanted the show to reflect their lives, and it brought a new realism to how TV characters were depicted, and if I'm not mistaken, that was the first time they used the word pregnant.
On TV.
Is that the one where he was singing the song, having My Baby, in the club?
I don't remember. I wasn't a big Lucy
fan. Was that her reveal?
No, I don't remember how it was done. All I know is that every episode of Lucy was the same. Ricky, I want to be in your show. No, Lucy, you can't be in the show. Then she comes up with some convoluted way to get into it. It was every
Babaloo.
Episode was the same.
He sings Babaloo. Yeah.
And then every once in a while, grumpy old William Frawley. Fred Nethel would be...
Fred Mertz.
Yeah, they would be co-conspirators in Lucy's attempt to...
She did get into some stuff, though. My mother reminded me so much of Lucy.
Wow.
My mom was a hoot.
Evidently.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Your mom, my mom could be funny, too.
I'm sure she was.
My favorite mom story is one I can't tell on the air because of language, but it has something to do with the fact that we played very passionate games of Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
I mean, we tried to win. And... I got to find a way to work the word I need to use in the circus. Because I was so stunned that my mother actually said this in the middle of a silly dice game. But
listen, moms can come out with stuff sometimes.
They're amazing.
They can. I can remember her saying,
"I'm sick of this."
When certain, I have told the son of a bitch story, and in that, let me just retell that real quick. I'm in the backyard. I'm about four, and I was playing with something back there. I don't know what I was doing, but my mother appeared. My bedroom window faced the backyard, and she appeared in the window and said, "Gregory Benjamin, you get in here and clean up this room." So at age four, I just did not have the command of the language that I do now. So I said, let me try this. So I said, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Before the ch came off my lips, my mother's 15 hands were in my face and on my keister, and she let me know that that is never going to happen again.
That is not acceptable language.
My mother literally dissolved in the window and reappeared within 1 second in my face.
Magic.
Mothers bones. Have those skills. They also have arms that can extend to the back part of the car
yes.
to smack you if they need to shut you up. All right, let's talk about protecting you and your family's comfort through the hot summer weather. Team up with Clark's, 277-2125. Invest $159 in a Clark's Club membership. You get two very significant things for that amount of money. One is semi-annual tune-ups ahead of each significant weather change. If you call them today, they'll come out and they'll make sure that you are ready for the weather ahead. If they suggest a repair, you'll get it at a discount on parts and labor. And then they come back when the cold weather is imminent and get you ready for that. They leave you with a system that is running at peak efficiency, so it should keep your electric costs to a minimum. And then you also know they're a phone call away if something does break and you need emergency service. I call it urgent care. 277-2125. And their plumbers are amazing. I've seen them do incredible things over the years. In fact, my first experience with Clark's wasn't with heating and AC, it was with the plumbers. Because I went splashing through my living room at the old house, and for some reason, I knew it was the water heater. I just ran out to the front, to my front of my cul-de-sac, and there was a Clark's truck. The guy was just finishing up a job two doors down. I said,
"Wow,
please," and came over, shut it off, and I had a new water heater the next day. And wow. It's been a beautiful thing ever since. Their plumbers are terrific. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, emphasizing that. Everybody's thoroughly background checked. They're just great folks to have in your house. Call Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the afternoon traffic, and we are starting to see traffic building up all over town. Be careful if you are on I-85 because we're about to get a slowdown right around the interchange on 85 South. I-65 doesn't have any troubles at this point. The boulevard traffic is building up rather quickly, so be careful, especially around I-85 in the Atlanta Highway area. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, it's real crowded from Eastdale Mall out to Taylor Road, and Taylor Road is building up traffic very quickly. It's already crowded all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. The 31's are all running clear. Let's be careful this afternoon as you head home. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Want to restore your ride's shine?